And Te Papa has told the government it risked losing relevance as a national museum when it asked for money to help move into South Auckland. The museum's bid for $1.5 million to develop a detailed business case for the proposed Te Papa Manukau project was rejected in this year's budget. Documents show Te Papa warned the government it was not engaging with diverse communities and not remaining relevant. Laura Dooney reports.
The museum had been working towards building a storage facility and exhibition space in South Auckland for years and had been denied funding for the project already in 2015. The indicative business case Te Papa put to the government to convince it to give it money to proceed with a more detailed plan says it does not engage enough with diverse communities and as a result risks failure as a national museum. Despite the claims made in the business case, outgoing Te Papa Chief Executive Geraint Martin says the museum does have ways to diversify its audience.
We are loaning out, for example, many, many more items than we used to other museums around the country. We've got several touring exhibitions. Kurupanamu, which has recently been to Canterbury and is now in Nelson, is an example of that. So what we're working very hard on is being creative, being innovative in terms of how we connect with communities.
In rejecting Te Papa's request, Associate Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Grant Robertson said it was not clear that building Te Papa Manukau was the only way to reach a broader audience. But Manukau Ward Councillor Alf Filipina says if it's diversity Te Papa wanted, Manukau was the place to be.
If you want to come to a diverse community, this is where you come to. And obviously they believe that they're not engaging, and Manukau will be and is one of the diverse, culturally diverse communities in New Zealand.
Mr. Martin says there are other ways the museum can reach different audiences.
So what we've been doing over the last couple of years is not just looking at Te Papa Manukau, a building to do that, but also how we reach out to communities in a meaningful way in terms of having contact with them to enable them to tell their story. But there are various ways we can do that. Te Papa Manukau was an example of how we can do it.
Geraint Martin says that includes working with the likes of Auckland Museum, with iwi, and using digital technology to get collections connecting back to communities. South Auckland-based artist and curator Emma Tarvola says many institutions like Te Papa struggle to pull in a diverse audience. Ms. Tarvola says she's not sure partnering with other museums will change that because they're in a similar situation.
In terms of trying to get diverse communities in and challenge what traditional audiences are. So I'm not sure how much sort of working with those traditional kind of models of museums would really break new ground in that area.
The documents show the funding bid was also rejected because it was unclear what the purpose of the project was. Grant Robertson said he was concerned Te Papa did not have the capability and capacity to take on such a major project. He said other ways for the museum to reach a more diverse audience and stay relevant should have been explored. Geraint Martin says it was a thorough business case and had support from Auckland's mayor and councillors like Alf Filipina.
It was a well-put case, particularly talking about the impact, the social impact that we can have in a place like South Auckland, which again was one of the reasons why people like Alf were so disappointed.
Mr. Martin concedes the plan was probably beyond Te Papa's capacity as it focuses on overdue maintenance and new exhibitions. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Laura Dooney aho.